You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
To A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. So great to have Barbara Smith with me, the Director of Communications for Sandy City. Lisa Walker is here, certified athletic trainer and teacher at Springville High School. And Trish Hatch is my guest, the coordinator of the CASA program, the court-appointed special advocate program that works with the guardian ad litem. Can I ask you, I'm watching this vote in the House to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that was recommended out of committee. And the argument behind impeaching him is that there are some Republican members of this committee in the House that say he has been blatantly ignoring the law. And my question for you all, I guess, is, you know, when a president wins an election, it has always been that he's been able to choose cabinet members that he, it's always been he, hopefully she someday, believes will serve him best. And that is something that Congress has respected and we have respected. Now, certainly, you know, you can feel that they're not doing the job the way you wish it was being done. And in fact, that it might be being done if your guy had won. But are we to the point now where we're going to impeach cabinet members of sitting presidents basically because we lost the election? That's sort of, Barb, how I look at this. How do you see it?
This feels very political to me, and I'm not going to pretend to understand all of the nuances of it, but I do feel like, considering where we're at in the election cycle and everything else that's going on, this feels very political. Now, do we have an enormous problem on our border?
Yes.
Absolutely, 100%.
Yes.
We do. And has any of this been very effective in recent years? I mean, I'm talking not just this presidency, but the last one as well, and the one prior to that. We have not settled this issue, which really, I believe, is something that belongs to the Senate and the House. You know,
why aren't they
solving it? Why are they pointing to Mayorkas as the big problem here? I don't know that there's any real evidence that he's violating the law or not following the law in his actions. I do think there's an enormous problem, and maybe we don't have the laws to solve the problem. They haven't taken action on it. They've kicked it down the road so many times. They have yet to come up with any kind of real solution to this issue. And now it's reached a crisis level. So they're pointing fingers, I feel like. And yes, he could have done a better job. I think everybody would agree that maybe there was more to be done here, since we have such an awful outcome. But at the same time, does it rise to the level of high crime and misdemeanor? Or is this just somebody doing his best but not getting it done, but also not having the tools to get it done because they refuse to pass laws and come up with innovation and ideas that will get it solved? I'm not sure we can pin it on him.
That is such a good point, Barb. I mean, I hadn't thought about this, Trish, but yes, comprehensive immigration reform. That's what we've been looking for how many decades now from Congress? Go ahead, Trish.
Oh, I just think this is fascinating. This is definitely a political play. I mean, the whole reason why the Republicans shouldn't vote for the bill that's being proposed, because former President Trump doesn't want them to. I mean, they're just trying to make a political moment out of something that isn't even closely related. Mayorkas has been in this position and other positions similar to it for many presidents. I mean, this isn't it's his first gig as director of Homeland Security, but he's had previous roles as well. He's very experienced. It won't pass the Senate. So, I mean, it's really just a picture moment, you know, for the Republicans to say, look, we're doing something about this. But I mean, it's very unprecedented. And there's many conservative Republicans who don't feel this is the right thing to do. So it's that, I think it's the far, far right MAGA crowd that are trying to make the limelight out of something that doesn't even exist.
What do you say, Lisa?
I don't have a lot more to add to it. I would agree with what's been stated already. the first thing I thought of is, here we go, council culture, right? We don't like what's going on, so let's bring something up to the top and again, get that picture moment, get things going. So I just wish they'd get down to business and solve some real problems. And I think him and everybody else should enforce any laws that are there and any of the things that they're supposed to be doing. Just do your job correctly and let's move on and solve the big things. And granted, this is a big thing, right? But just do your job. I don't think we need to spend our time having to read about it every day.
I love that you brought up cancel culture, Lisa, because this, it just feels every day like we are, rather than engaging in the, I know it's been called crucial conversations before, rather than having the crucial and sometimes difficult conversations, our knee-jerk reaction now is to shut our opponent up, to dismiss our opponent, to belittle our opponent, that's our knee-jerk reaction. We're just going to cancel them rather than listen and hear and then share and ask questions. We've lost that ability. I don't know how to get it back, Lisa.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know either, but I would agree. Let's, you know, we need to put some focus on the crisis that's going on. But again, let's go to Congress with it, and then let's give the man the direction to get the job done. He should be abiding by what's already there in the meantime, but let's not just cancel him. He's obviously got some good, solid experience. Let's give him some better direction.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on this, ladies? No? Okay. Let me take a quick break and we'll be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Back in just a moment.
Finally, time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.